for joining us for Let's Talk. This Friday is going to come out of our time that we had together on Wednesday. There was a group of us that prayed at Wednesday from 11 to 12. And if you're free, we'd love to invite you to come and join us. It's a wonderful just time together around the Word of God and prayer. But one of the hymns that we sang is "There's Power in the Blood." And there's a phrase, the first phrase that jumps out to me is, "Would you be free from your passions and pride? There's power in the blood." And so I've been thinking about us as individuals around the words passion and pride, dealing with the truth of the scriptures. And so how does the cross and the shed blood of Jesus and the resurrected body of Jesus impact my passion and my pride? Thankful that once the gospel was part of who I was as a person, then there was power in my life to go in different directions. One of my really neat examples of that is the Apostle Peter, when Jesus restores him in that relationship in John 21. "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to them, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Then feed my lambs." And he does that three times. And so Peter is going through the restoration process of letting his Savior down, not maybe let him down. It's a really interesting phrase because you think about Jesus and his relationship with Peter, and there really wasn't any power in Peter's life until after the resurrection of Christ. So he was a weak human being, and there was nothing inside of him that had the capability to help him deal with his passion, his love for Jesus. And so he's going to cut off this, you know, high priest's ear, or his pride. I'm never going to deny you. And then he denies him three times. There was no help for Peter until Jesus rose again from the grave. And then I was thinking about this other phrase, "There's power in the blood," is this: would you do service for Jesus, your King? So if the gospel is rescuing me from my passion and pride, then the gospel is also calling me to service for Jesus, my King. And so just thinking and praying about, when will the gospel impact the next missionary for Bible Fellowship Church inside of our own church family, where an individual says, "You know what? That's me, Jesus. I'm willing to go and serve wherever you want me to go. I want to be part of your team." And then they go off and do missions. And that will be just a neat demonstration of the power of the gospel. But also then thinking about service for their King in the jobs that you currently have. So whatever your job is now, thinking about, okay, this job has been given to me by Jesus, so now I want to serve Jesus as King in this job, in this situation. And so now you're counting the cost of the material gains, you're counting the cost of title, you're counting the cost of the office, and saying, "You know what, none of that stuff really matters to me. What matters to me, because the gospel has rescued me, now I'm looking to serve back for the gospel." And so as you go about Friday, this is a little bit different because I, you know, found it in the hymn, but thinking through, how does the gospel deal with my passion and pride, and how does the gospel deal with me when it comes to service? And probably all of that is going to be wrapped around in your own heart and mind what you do with this little phrase in Philippians. And so Paul's writing to the church at Philippi, and he gives them these words that are really strange to most people. It's found in chapter 3. And you read these words, 3:7. "Oh, the gospel was I made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power." And so then Paul's going to begin on a journey of saying, okay, look, whatever I need to empty of me so that the gospel is evident and powerful, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to lay all that stuff down for the gospel. And so it's also a neat opportunity as you enter into the Christmas season. It's an opportunity as you're around your family. What is the gospel doing with your passion and pride? What is the gospel doing with your service? And then this is something I found in Rodney Hollinger's Bible. If Jesus rose from the grave, then blank doesn't have the last word in your life. Again, if Jesus rose from the grave, then blank doesn't have the last word in your life. Thank you, Jesus, for life and power and hope today. And so as we think through our own passions, pride, service, that we would allow the gospel be powerful, that we would bring that to you and say, okay, here, I want to lay these things down. And because I know you, Jesus, my life is going in a different direction because of you. And so as you continue to cultivate our heart in reconciliation, the way you did with Peter, as you continue to call out areas in our lives that we need to be evaluated, we want to do that for your glory, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.